It's not impossible that every single person who's made a personal investment over the past few years is right now looking at that investment and wondering what's going to happen to it and how will the current and any protracted period of economic standstill impact investments. Well, one person that has been looking into unit trust's environment is Stephen Cranston, well-known investment writer and also associate editor of the Financial Mail. Stephen, joining us now. Stephen, thank you very much for chatting. The Financial Mail, as it comes out, and the new one this week, you've done a specific write-up about the unit trust industry, because definitely it's probably the biggest exposure to the bigger population of South Africa to the investment environment. What's happening?
Well, what is scary is if you look at the six-month figures, in 2019, equity funds are up about 10%. It was a pretty good year. It was a real improvement. But that's all been wiped out now. On average, they're about 25% down. And what's perhaps a little bit more scary is that balanced funds, where the manager has the right to go into bonds, to go into cash, much more so than an equity fund, they're also down about 25%. And I think that really shows that the fund managers aren't really doing their job. You know, they're supposed to protect their clients' money.
Well, if it's that concerning, I mean, obviously, it's something happening across the financial services sector, perhaps. But this kind of exposure, you'd expect some protections in there.
Definitely. I mean, there are lower risk funds, but even some of them. I mean, the Allan Gray Stable Fund, for example, is down 11% in the year to date, and you know, and that really is that has a mandate to not lose money at all in any circumstances. So. There's really been nowhere to hide, I suppose, in this market. Everything's been affected. I mean, resources were carrying a lot of funds last year. They haven't this year. Something like Investec Value Fund is now below average because the very aggressive exposure to platinum hasn't worked for them anymore.
What's the sense? What are you hearing from the unit trust environment in terms of people's preferences and even from the fund managers themselves? You know, obviously looking at bonds, you know, or those that have the ability to move, you know, is the sweet spot still in the places where you see in some sectors, even in gold, there are some going up, some going down, and you're getting the average. That's the essence of the unit trust industry, but is it working?
Well, there's definitely been a sort of structural movement away from equity funds towards the multi-asset funds, and even more so into what they call some of the income funds, which are very low risk. And so there has been a move to that, which actually, with hindsight, was the right move. In fact, I mean, a lot of the experts said, you know, you mustn't time the market or whatever. But in this case, I mean, you know, it doesn't look as though it's going to be one of these blips. It's not going to be, I remember my first bear market was 1987. It was like one day. And then I think 5 or 6 days later, it's all recovered. But I mean, it's hard to believe this is going to happen with the environment we're in. In fact, I've seen one commentator, Alpen van der Merwe from Sanlam Private Wealth, say there'll probably be about 18 months of turmoil until there's a vaccination that can be rolled out.
Do you get the sense it's going to take that period of time for just about anyone who's let's talk from a management of these funds perspective. Obviously, there are very, very tried and tested runners in this race. You know, no need to question, you know, the big players who, you know, would have foreseen this kind of, or should have foreseen this kind of tipping point, or if you want to call it a black swan, or whatever you want to call it. But ultimately, this is still, an investment is still a long-term play. What's going to be the impact, you think, of this? Which could be protracted, but also a very specific period of time on the longer-term investment landscape.
Well, I think this thinking that, you know, it'll be all right in the long run, that's not enough. I don't think people can get away with saying that anymore. I think an equity fund is quite a dangerous place to be because the mandate is such that they cannot move, they cannot protect your money because they can only be 20% in cash. And people always say that, you know, you don't want to miss the recovery days and so on. But you also don't want to miss the worst days on the market. I mean, the impact of if you had escaped the 10 worst days in the market, you would be singing. You know, portfolios would be looking a lot better. As I said, there's not really many sort of safe havens. I mean, I suppose, choose sort of macabre. I mean, the healthcare market area, the hospital groups, if they can deliver what they say they are, and they will do well. I can't see resources recovering for a while. Gold is so cheap, and therefore Sasol is so cheap, that there is definitely an optionality there.
So as recovery is priced in some industries, etc., going forward for the next at least say 2, 3, 4, 5 months, already seeing some people closing. We're already seeing some funds pointing to the fact that they're not going to survive. Yeah. What's the word on the street?
That's right. Now, well, Electus have just announced. So literally, just before we started, they're closing. They were a sort of a breakaway from Old Mutual. They were running the Nedbank Growth Fund, which is a very well-established fund. Neil Brown and Richard Hasmore were very well known. They even had the biggest financial advisory company in the country, Citadel, bought a share in them. But they've decided to throw in the towel. You've seen RCM with Pitfall Lewin, you know, one of the best-known fund managers in the country, get together with Counterpoint, with Sam Hooley, and you're going to see more of that. And maybe to some extent some of the black economic empowerment players are a little bit sheltered because they've got the PIC to rely on. But with everything happening, the PIC, you know, things could change there. They could cull some of their less well-performing black managers.
Well, Steve, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thanks very much. Be following with interest your writings in the Financial Mail in the coming weeks. Stephen Cranston is an associate editor at the Financial Mail. Don't forget, you can catch more COVID-19 Business Watch programs every weekday right here on BD TV. We'll try and keep you updated on the latest challenges, decisions, and innovations during this unprecedented economic lockdown.